Dear radio friend, we have been considering in the last couple of weeks our calling to love the stranger, to love our brethren, and to love our children. Today, we want to look at a very interesting passage of scripture that can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verses 15 and 16, which reads, I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to every one that helpeth with us and laboureth. You will of course understand why I say this is a rather interesting passage, because this is the only time in all of Holy Writ that we have this word translated as addicted, a term that is usually used to describe a negative behavior, is put here in a positive and beautiful way. Stephanas, one of the first converts in the regions of Achaia, presented a godly example. He and his house are said to have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Please note with me that as the Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians and gives this godly example, that in the 16th verse, he calls the saints of God to submit themselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and that laboureth. In that context, he speaks also of Fortunatus and others of his co-laborers, and he is exhorting the saints to be thankful to God and to follow their godly example. True, we all have different gifts and callings, huh? As Romans 12 tells us and 1 Corinthians 12. But, you know, if you examine God's word, you will find that all Christians are given the duty to practice hospitality in their own way, according to the gifts God has given to them. But we all, being delivered from death and risen through Christ, are called to give ourselves to this wonderful work of showing love to strangers, as we have been emphasizing. But now, we want to make a little shift. We want to show from the Word of God that we are called to show that hospitality, especially to the saints. For that is what our text is about, addicted to the ministry of the saints. What a unique addiction, huh? I beseech you, Paul writes, brethren, that you submit yourselves unto such. Let us, before we learn from this godly example, identify who the Apostle Paul is referring to. These addicts, if we may call them such, in verse 15, refer to the house of Stephanas. They are further described as first fruits of Achaia, which is in the region of Greece. Now, according to Acts 18, verses 27 and 28, the Apostle Paul's preaching was well received in that area, and that many Jews became convinced that Jesus was the Christ. We read in that passage, and now here in 1 Corinthians 16, that Stephanas and his household were the first fruits, that is, they were one of the earliest converts under the Apostle Paul's preaching in Achaia. The very first chapter of this epistle, in verse 16 of 1 Corinthians 1, the Apostle mentions Stephanas, acknowledging that he baptized his household. Remember that? He says, I came not to baptize, but to preach. But then he remembers, but I did baptize Stephanas. That tells you something. That means Stephanas was a man of God and his family that stood out in the mind of the Apostle Paul. No wonder, because he now beseeches in the last chapter that the congregation and all of us as God's people learn from the godly example of Stephanas that even the Apostle Paul had witnessed himself. For by the amazing grace of God, just like Stephanas, all God's people have been delivered from the darkness of self-indulgence, of seeking our own, of being addicted to ourselves. We have put away drug addiction, drunkenness, gluttony, and all our many former lusts. And we struggle with them and pray by the grace of God to put away those old things. And as new creatures in Christ, we seek to put on the new man, don't we? I exhort you today that one of those things we must put on is this godly exercise of the hospitality of the saints, to be addicted to the ministry of the saints. If all things are to be done with charity, we must learn to give ourselves to this addiction. If indeed we are to walk in love for fellow saints and even our neighbor, we must learn a little bit about this blessed addiction. Now that we have identified the addicts, we can focus on the diagnosis of their addiction. The Apostle Paul tells us that they have addicted themselves to what? To the ministry of the saints. That's what they were addicted to. That was not their problem, that was their virtue. That was what was virtuous. And literally, we read in this passage that they appointed themselves, that word addiction, that is, literally, that no one really made them do this as a kind of duty. They saw the need, they were thankful for the ability, and they simply, with that reflexive pronoun of the word appoint, they appointed themselves without being compelled by any outside force. They dedicated themselves with all their heart and soul. King James Version, I believe, correctly translates it as addicted themselves. The New International Version puts it this way: they were devoted to the service of the saints. They had voluntarily and cheerfully given themselves to this ministry. They lovingly reserved time, energy, and resources for this lofty work and became thus addicted to it. No longer, you see, were they madly in love with the world. Their affection was on the lofty things of God's kingdom. In time past, they wrought the will of the Gentiles, walking in lasciviousness, in lusts and excess of wine, perhaps even in revelings and banquetings and abominable idolatries, as Peter describes in 1 Peter 4, verses 3 through 6. You remember now, this was a convert under the preaching of the word. This was a young Christian who had just come to the saving knowledge of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But lo and behold, by the wonder work of God's Spirit, he and his household, being filled with the Word and Spirit, now manifest that by the love they had for the saints. They addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Now, this is a rather distinctive ministry. We've looked at their unique addiction, and we want to now focus on this truth that when Stephanas and his house were addicted, they were addicted to a very particular ministry. The text tells us that it was a ministry of the saints. Now, it is true that as God's people, we are called to do good unto all men. We have been looking at that in the first few messages of this series, to love the stranger, to love our neighbor. But even in this passage, which I just quoted in Galatians 6, verse 10, that we are to do good to all men, we have that phrase, specially unto them who are of the household of faith. Stephanas and his house were addicted to the ministry of the saints, that is, to the members of the body of Christ. No doubt they washed the saints' feet that passed by, like we will see an example of the great Shunammite next week in the Old Testament. And no doubt, they may not have known all those people at first who came into their home. Nevertheless, the point is, they were giving themselves to the ministry of the saints. Now, I submit to you that that is a beautiful, marvelous description in Scripture of the people of God. Remember, the church, even at Corinth, had many weaknesses. Remember that? But the apostle addressed them and her members nevertheless as saints. Shall we remember that, beloved, as we deal with the precious people of God always? They've been sanctified by the blood of Christ. They have been washed in His precious blood. They are not perfect. Nevertheless, they are saints. Saints are not those who do some extraordinary deeds and therefore are on the rolls of some church and are therefore praised by men and upheld as great men and women. No, saints are those who have been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Character, color, smell, we may not like. That's fair. But if God is for the brother, how dare we be against the brother? And if God has loved us whilst we were stinking sinners, how dare we not turn around and love the brother? That's scripture, isn't it? We must show our love for God as we love one another. And furthermore, let us not forget this. The fact that Stephanus and his house addicted themselves to the saints was because these saints were indeed in great need. Remember the historical context. There was pain, there was poverty, there was persecution that existed in the New Testament era. The saints of God had needs, and Stephanus and his household came to the forefront, giving even of their house for the people of God, so that the household, I believe, was being used, even their very home, to show that kind of charity and love to the people of God. Oftentimes, God's people have needs. Our fellow saints, just like we ourselves, have needs. We must not be blind to them. In fact, the special needs of the people of God, I submit to you, can best be met by fellow saints who have similar trials and afflictions. That's not to say that we may not need the doctor, or we may not need a good therapist, or we may not even need advice from, say, a financial advisor. Sure. But you know what? Let us not forget that God's people need each other. We who know God's comfort are the ones who know how to comfort our brothers and sisters with a way that the world does not even begin to understand. And we must addict ourselves then to the service of the saints. Even more specifically, we have in our text the beautiful idea of hospitality. Remember what I have been saying? What is the meaning of the word hospitality? Lover of strangers. Stephanus and his house loved strangers, except that these strangers turned out oftentimes to be saints, and they were willing to lay down their lives for their fellow saints. Stephanus and his family gave of their time and resources to meet the needs of the precious people of God. You know, Paul states in this passage in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 17, I am glad of the coming of Stephanus and Fortunatus and Archaicus, for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. So these co-laborers, these helpers, were such a refreshment to the Apostle Paul. He says that literally in verse 18, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. These men, especially the household of Stephanus, but also these other men, these co-laborers, had given themselves to the needs of the saints and thus were even a refreshment to the Apostle Paul. By the way, next week, when you tune in, we would like to look specifically at our calling to love the brethren by loving those who give themselves to the ministry. How that great woman of Shunem learned to do that for the prophet in the Old Testament, and how Christ has taught us to show hospitality to those who bring the gospel. For in that way too, we show our love and devotion to Christ Himself. Scriptures have a lot to teach us about this whole subject of hospitality. Calling is stated clearly in 1 Peter 4, verse 9. Use hospitality to one another without grudging. Another passage of scripture that we hope to focus upon in the days ahead. And all of us maybe are familiar with that one passage in Hebrews 13, are we not? Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. I'm always struck by that passage because Hebrews 13 verse 1 begins with, love the brethren. And then immediately we read, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. That tells us something. That tells us this love of the brethren and this love of strangers do not contradict each other. They in fact are two sides of the same coin. Out of the love of God, we must learn to love both the brother and the stranger. I think 1 Timothy 5 verse 10 is another very good example. Example of the widows. The Apostle Paul commends them and tells the deacons that they think of these widows who had lodged strangers, who had washed the saints' feet, who had relieved the afflicted. It's surprising. No, it's not surprising that in all these passages, the call to show hospitality is placed in the context of love. Love, that's what it's all about. Love. Love the stranger. Love the brother. Love your children. God is the fount of love. He has loved us greatly and sent His Son into the world to die for us, that we through Him might have eternal love. Life. So we have been drawn into the family and covenant of God. We have, who were once strangers, now come so close to the heart of God that we can also now love one another. Beloved, this matter of hospitality is a very important one, a very distinctive ministry in the Church of Jesus Christ. So much so that I remind you, Scripture says an elder must be, quote unquote, given to hospitality, 1 Timothy 3 verse 2. And then the others in the church must not say, oh no, that's the job of the elder. Of course not. The elder must be given to hospitality that he might set the tone, that he might give the godly example for all to follow so that we might be a hospitable church. I often think, you know, that that's what a hospital is all about. So that in a hospital, people receive hospitality and we have to learn to be patient. Have you ever been to a doctor's office? No wonder we are called patients, huh? We have to learn a lot of patience because we wait and wait and wait, and we hope that at least the doctor will show us some hospitality and the nurse will show us some kindness. And sad to say, sometimes the doctor doesn't have time, or at least gives you the impression that he doesn't have time. But the truth is, that's what a hospital is about, and that's what patients are about. Indeed, such a one, I say, who desires an office, not in the hospital of men, but in the hospital of God, that is the Church of Jesus Christ, where men, women, and children are healed under the preaching of the gospel, such a one, according to Titus 1 verse 8, must be a lover of hospitality. What does hospitality mean? Lover of strangers? And those who aspire to the office must be lovers of loving hospitality. They must be so devoted to this exercise that they are given to it. Many are directed to Hebrews 6 verse 10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, which ye have shown towards His name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. That is good. We should encourage each other and remind each other in that wonderful work, that we should not become weary, because it's tiring. Very oftentimes it is not repaid. In fact, it is just forgotten. It's behind the scenes. But, beloved, God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, which you show towards His name when you minister to the saints. Let us do so. Let us do so with love and with sacrifice, knowing that God has called us to be addicted to the ministry of the saints. This is a lovely example. No wonder this addiction is highly honored. And that's what we want to close with in this day as we conclude this message on addicted to the ministry of the saints. The purpose of the text is to inspire us to emulation, even to instruct us to submission. Ex-drug addicts, recovering alcoholics need a changed influence. They need a new example to follow. In the past, they have addicted themselves. They have appointed themselves and given themselves to that horrible way of alcohol or drugs. And now that they have come to see their sin, and now as the Holy Spirit opened their eyes and they come to repentance, what must they do? Yes, not only must they look to God, trust in Him, but they should be wise to place themselves in the sphere where they will grow and be nurtured. So also we are told in our text, to submit ourselves to such a godly example. If we are to submit to Stephanus, it means we are to listen to Stephanus and to follow his example. We are told to know such ones in our text. That is, to spiritually recognize who they are and to discern such ones in order that we might be influenced ourselves and become spiritually addicted. Do you see someone in your church? Perhaps it is a mother, perhaps it's a widow, perhaps it's an elder, perhaps it's just somebody in the church who just knows how to run around and help. Perhaps you've even said to such a person, don't be a Martha, learn to be a Mary, slow down. Well, good advice, but I will give you another piece of advice. Go learn from that Martha a thing or two. Go learn and be under the influence of such a one and learn something about what it means to busy yourself in the ministry of the saints. Don't leave it to everybody else. Don't say you don't have time. It's a wonderful blessing, people of God, to be addicted to the ministry of the saints, for it is more blessed to give than to receive. There is no better way to grow besides in this positive addiction and out of any other sinful addiction that you or I may have than to be busy with newfound Christian friends. Isn't that true? Busy yourselves with God's people. Take the time on Sunday to have them over. Be willing to go over to their homes. Be willing during the week also to take the time to be with God's people, that thus under the influence of these Christian friends, whom God calls saints, that you yourselves might become more and more consecrated to the service of the saints. Let's quit gossiping about our fellow saints. Let's quit killing each other with our filthy gossip. Let's show each other the charity that we are called to show in the love of Christ. And so, as we conclude, I point out to you the urgency that is indicated in our text. Perhaps you sense that urgency already in this message, but I will repeat it for you. Paul writes, I beseech you, brethren. Oh, that's a strong word. He's saying, I beg you. Why? We cannot be sure why he used such strong language. Perhaps there was a great need. Perhaps there was a lack of such love. Perhaps Paul was really so impressed and personally blessed by this lovely example. Whatever the case, Paul thought it necessary to urge the Corinthians. And so do I. I believe, beloved, that in this day where everyone is so busy, we need to pause and consider Stephanas and his household. Sometimes, you know, we read these last chapters in the epistles filled with names and we think, they don't have any instruction for us. Greetings to this one, greetings to that one. Pause and see that in the midst of all these closing greetings, we have this wonderful example of Stephanas and his household, and learn to look out for such a one also in our own midst. And even better, that we ourselves be that Stephanas addicted to the ministry of the saints. Young or old, let us be spiritually addicted to the ministry of the saints. For in this we follow Jesus Christ, remember, who came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many, who literally washed the feet of the saints, and who will reward all who serve the least of his brethren. It is good that we be addicted to the ministry of the saints, better than any other addiction, don't you think? Let us turn from the addiction of our former lusts. Let us not return to being obsessed with our carnal desires. Let us repent of them and cry out to God, that God by his Spirit and grace may help us to be like these first fruits of Achaia, who addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Serving the saints, we will not only follow the example of Christ, but we will indeed walk as the children of God. We will show the love of God in our hearts, and thus magnify the Lord our God and be a rich blessing to his precious people. Amen. Let us pray. Our God and Father, what a blessing and privilege thou hast given to us. Thou hast drawn us into thy own family, and now dost give to us that duty to show love to the saints whom thou dost love. Help us so to do through Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.